Alter Rebbe continues in the Igeres HaKodesh Chof Hei to try to understand this statement of the Raya Mehemne, in which they speak of the level of Mishnah Halacha Hilchos Isser Veheter in a almost in a negative form versus the Kabbalah. It says the lost lover when they learn the Kabbalah over there, it's a chayim, and therefore the rabbis won't need to come on to the Talmid Chacham to the Am Haaretz. They will eat the Am Haaretz. They eat posel, elser, and they eat Eitz Hadas. That's the questions because the Talmud has questions and answers. They're Mesitra Dera, but the Kabbalah, that's going to be the ultimate goal. So the Alter Rebbe asked him several questions, but he says, "Va'oid, yesh lahafli." And further, there is to some wonder, "Hafli v'fella." This is surprising and surprising. Eich efshar sheli meis haMashiach lo yistarchu leida hilchas iser v'heter v'tumah v'tara. How could you possibly say that when Mashiach will come, the days of Mashiach, they won't need to know the laws of what's osur and what's heter, and the laws of impurity and purity? How are they going to shecht the korbanos without knowing the halachas? And become chulin. How are you going to shecht regular, ordinary meat? Im lo yedu hilches drisa v'chalodo v'shihia. Those are the laws. You're not allowed to press when you shecht the animal. You can't delay. You can't chalod. These are all laws that would disqualify a shechita. Hapeislam a shechita. And they disqualify the shechting and they blemish the knife. Is it going to be born a person that naturally is going to be a shechet and he's never going to delay and he's never going to press, he's not going to disqualify? And also you're not going to have to sort of check the, not making sure that it's never going to have a blemish forever. Void and further harbe halochas chaylev vidam, all in there. What is chaylev and what is dam? Ushari surim and the other prohibition. Begam tumas amesi yisrichim leida. You also need to know the tumas of the mace. Kidiksiv hanar ben meishon yomus. It says the youngster, he will be 100 years when he dies. Okay, but eventually he'll die. So it will be ben shemeishon of yomus. Also need to know the impurity of ledes. Kediksiv hara yeledes yachad. In other words, she becomes pregnant and she gives birth at the same time, all together the same day. So im teled isha b'chol yoyim mibi achas. So let it be that a woman can give birth every day. One intimacy. They right away there is a child born in one day, but afak became din isur tumosul yishtane. But the laws of the tumor is not going to change. She may have a lot of children one day, but still the laws of tumor remain. We don't have to prolong in something which is obvious and it's public. Just the opposite. B'chol ha'shas u'medroshim. In all of the shishas d'orim, all of the Talmud, and all of the medrash, the part of the Gemara asks, Hilchasel l'mishicha. When the Gemara is saying there that you're telling me halacha, the Gemara will ask, so what are you telling me halacha? For Mashiach? We don't need it now. So it means that when Mashiach is going to come, there's going to be halachas over there. You're going to need to know something. Ve'eliyo bo lishpat kol ha'sveikas. And we say that Eliyo is going to come to resolve all doubts. Or in other words, this portion, Elio in the future is going to come to expound it. So, what is he going to expound? So it must be that we're going to learn that. V'oid, in a move on, it says over there that the Talmud Chochem will not sustain from the Ame Horez. V'loi me'erev Rav, and they're not going to take from the Erev Rav. Because they eat what's unfit, what is impure, what is prohibited. God forbid. That's what they eat, he says. We're not going to need to come unto them. So, that means because you're sustained by Dam Oretz, But that wasn't true all the time. Shari Tamid Chachomim Shebizman by Yisheni. The Tamid Chachomim that were in the time of the second Beis HaMikdash. Lo yoyu misparnesim me'ame ha'oretz da'achlim posur osur chaz v'sholom. They did not sustain from the Ame ha'oretz that were eating disqualified them pre-chaz v'sholom. Sodus v'kramim k'ame ha'oretz, because they had as well, they had fields, they had orchards, looked like them ha'oretz. V'afilo ha'o ha'chi and still they would occupy themselves in studying the prohibited, permissible, impure and impurity. All those that were in days of Bayi Yisheni. And they were learning, teaching, raising students for the 1,000 to 10,000. So you see that even in the time when they learn not Kabbalah, they learn Nigla, they learn the Mishnah, and yet they don't need to be sustained from the Amei Oretz. They can sustain themselves at that time. They sustained themselves. They didn't need to come on to those Adarachim Baz Chaz Shalom. And the other, so I believe that Nisra Behesra Chulu. But the study of the Nista, that was hidden, so it wasn't open for them. So therefore, we have to say something totally different. I was going to explain, not that the Torah, not that the Halacha, not that the Nigla, not that the laws are from Eitz Hadas, but it's the dealings, what it deals with is things from the Eitz Hadas, as we will explain further on.